Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Anthony Albanese is in Paris this afternoon, keen to get Australia's relationship with France back on track. He's set to meet with President Macron, who accused the Morrison government of lying over the scrapped submarine deal. The PM says it's key we have a strong relationship moving forward.
What I want to do, though, is to make sure that we can look forward in a way that builds the relationship to what it should be. Well, one of the things I will do, and a part of keeping faith, is keeping private conversations private. I'll deal with Mr. Macron in a professional and a courteous way.
Back home, and there are now 28,162 West Australians spending their 7 days in COVID isolation at home. We added 5,072 new infections to the tally. 217 people are being treated in hospital. There are 10 in intensive care. Sadly, 2 deaths were recorded. The Household Electricity Credit kicks in for us tomorrow, giving West Aussies $400 off our next power bill. It'll be applied to Synergy and Horizon. A world-first plastic ban will be enforced in WA from today. The ban covering most plastic shopping bags, as well as straws, stirrers and cutlery. Dominic Lamb from the National Retail Association says we need to be patient with businesses.
It's absolutely imperative that the community supports this. And we know from all of the data that most consumers now are searching what brands are doing about the environment and sustainability. It's something that they expect businesses to be making decisions about.
The Brisbane Lions have bounced back into form in style, beating the Bulldogs by 41 points at the Gabba last night. Coach Chris Fagan says the result is extra special after Dane Zorko and West Aussie Daniel Rich both suffered hamstring injuries.
It was probably more than I would have hoped for in a way, given that we had a bit of adversity pretty early in the game with Zorko and Rich. It's very early to be down a man.
Tonight, it's the Saints and Carlton doing battle in Friday night footy. And Nick Kyrgios has breezed through his match at Wimbledon overnight, firing 24 aces. Listener.